You got to put work in. You won't be grateful. You won't receive nearly as much grace. Not coming to an altar, confessing your sins, saying, I love you, Jesus. Beautiful. No? Hopefully every day we confess our sins and say, thank you, Lord, for saving me. Come deeper into my heart. But some things take a lot more work. And it requires that work for our freedom to truly choose the Lord. Another one is a tough one. People who've been in a tough marriage, chosen to separate, and are discerning, like, am I bound by this marriage? Or maybe was there something missing, and I might not be bound. This might not be a valid marriage. The annulment process takes some time. A lot of digging back into our past, thinking carefully, praying, filling out paperwork. So many people are unwilling to do that. They're like, I'd love to be healed. I'd love to have some clarity in how to discern the future of my life. But I'm just not willing to cooperate with the Lord in doing all this work. And how sad that is. We encourage everyone. If anyone here is in that situation, it's like, we will help you. It takes time. But do you want to live with leprosy? You know, or do you want to be free from it? Jesus says, go to the river. Wash yourself. And whether it's needing to pray more, needing to put that effort in a confession, maybe if you're called to be Catholic and you're like, I don't want to make that sacrifice, or maybe if there's an annulment that needs to be done, answer the Lord's call, whatever it is. Because when we use our freedom, even when it's hard, something changes in us. We're able to receive His grace in a totally new way. We appreciate it. And that gratefulness that the Lord desires from us is made possible anytime in our free will, we work with the Lord.